Gail is back with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. The level of remote or hybrid jobs posted on hiring website Indeed has hit a record high. At the end of December, 17.5% of Irish job ads offered remote or hybrid work, more than four times the level recorded prior to the pandemic. It comes despite a number of high-profile cases of companies telling their remote workers to come back to the office. Jack Kennedy, senior economist at Indeed and author of the Trends Report, is on the line now. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
So what can you tell us about this share of remote or hybrid postings, despite reports of return to office mandates?
Yeah, we've heard a lot recently about some employers pushing for return to office, greater office attendance, but our data is a counterpoint to that. As you say, it's risen to the highest since we started tracking it in 2020, with nearly 18% of job postings in December mentioning remote or hybrid work. So offering location flexibility remains an important tool for employers for attracting a broad range of candidates. For example, it can help with working parents, people with caring responsibilities, health conditions, and also help widen that geographic net. So with certain employers pushing for greater office attendance, those employers that are still offering remote and hybrid flexibility are well positioned to gain a march on that competition and help give them an edge in the recruitment market.
And what areas or sectors are remote or hybrid postings highest in?
So we saw the highest shares in the arts and entertainment category at 50%, media and communications, insurance, software development, all amongst the occupations with the highest shares, all above 40%. I think given we're seeing a lot of focus on larger businesses' policies around this area, but I think particularly for smaller businesses that can help offer that edge if they need to compete for talent with larger companies with strong employer brands, there's clearly a lot going on beneath the surface that our data is showing here.
From the results, does it look like it's a good time for someone who's considering changing jobs where they have leverage on flexibility, pay, benefits?
Yes, we're seeing that although vacancies have cooled from post-pandemic highs over the past couple of years, we're seeing a pretty solid level of hiring demand in the Irish economy at the moment. Job postings on Indeed remain 20% above pre-pandemic levels. The unemployment rates remain low for a sustained period, and the Irish economy is close to full employment. So that's giving people that are interested in looking for a new job pretty significant leverage over paying conditions. We're seeing pretty punchy year-on-year posted wage growth at 4.6% in December. That's above the euro area average of 3.3%. We're seeing a similar picture in the CSO data with strong wage growth at 5.3% year-on-year in the third quarter of last year. So that's giving workers quite strong real terms pay growth, with inflation having fallen back to 1%. So all of that really means that workers do retain quite significant leverage over paying conditions.
What sectors stand out as being difficult to fill? Is there much foreign interest in the Irish labour market that could help bridge these gaps?
Yes, absolutely. So we tend to see that roles in sectors like engineering, tech, certain professional categories in software development, for example, tend to be quite difficult to fill. They tend to have the highest share of job postings that stay open for longer than 60 days in our data. So we're seeing quite a similar overlap with some of the sectors that do see the highest foreign interest. So that can certainly be one source of candidates to help employers fill those more difficult to fill vacancies. We're also seeing quite strong interest in the agriculture sector. Over half of clicks on agriculture jobs coming from outside of the country, as well as certain roles in sectors like social care. So all of those are areas where employers can look to foreign workers to help fill some of those staffing gaps.
Now, the Gen AI share in Ireland stands at around 0.7% of all job postings. How does it compare to other countries, and can we expect an acceleration in this area with the emergence of the likes of DeepSeek?
Yes, so we've seen quite strong growth in generative AI job postings for a period of time now. They've pretty much risen from a near zero standing start from around the time of the ChatGPT launch in late 2022, and we've seen pretty rapid growth across a number of countries. But the share in Ireland does stand out as higher than in other developed economies. That's partly a reflection of the large footprint of the tech sector in Ireland. So we see about 0.7% now of all job postings in Ireland containing terms related to generative AI. That's about 2 to 3 times higher than in peer countries in Europe and North America. We're definitely expecting to see further growth in those types of jobs as more employers look to integrate these new technologies into their business processes and continue to create jobs, either maintaining or using these tools in their business processes.
Okay, thank you, Jack Kennedy, senior economist at Indeed and author of the Trends Report.